Viter in Oraisa, we are in Chagiga of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Beginning on the top of the page, end of the line, V'yamer Avacha Bar Yaakov. Continuing on. And we were talking about the Zion Rekiyim, right? The seven different firmaments, seven heavens. Let's continue on in the world of esoteric, out there, Kabbalah. I got it. V'yamer Avacha Bar Yaakov, Od Rekiya Echad. Yesh Lamala Mirashi Echayos. There's one heaven which is above the heads of the Chayos. The Chayos, remember the other types of malachim, right? The Chayis HaKodesh. The Chsiv, Udemus is a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk says, Udemus al Rosh HaChaya Rakiya Keina Kerach HaNora. There was a likeness of a heaven above the heads of the Chaya, like the color of the awesome ice that was spread over their heads from above. Ad kan yesh lecha rishus sadaber. Until this, you're allowed to go. You can talk about this more or less general topic. Mikan ve'ilech in lecha rishus sadaber. From here on, you can no longer continue talking about it. It's too much. It's like in the realm of what's called above, right? He says, mala mala, mala mata, mala fun, mala acher. So this is going back to the Mishnah, Yud Aleph from a base, that we're saying things that are above. You can't go beyond that. Shekein kasa b'sefer ben sira. Around the times of Ba'i Shein, you know, sefer, and then we saw the inside, we've seen Sanhedrin. Also this idea of the sefer ben sira. It says, b'mufla mimcha al tejosh, into that which is removed from you, don't start getting into it. Rashi says, "B'mufla mecha, b'muftel u'mefurash mecha." So it's a God's bracha legas. Hashem did not want to reveal this to you. U'b'mechusa mecha al tachkor, and something that is covered over from you, don't start digging in. Don't start looking. Hashem doesn't want you to know. B'mesher rishesa is born from that which you have a rishus. You know, you have a opening, a heter, or authorization. So be mizbonin, contemplate. And look, esek v'nistaros. You have no esek. You have no business in like things that are Nister, that are closed off and that are hidden. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, right? We said earlier about the seven different heavens, from the lowest to the highest. The Gemara is going to talk about the heavens, about how far they are from earth. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Mashu v'shivaso baskol also Rasha. What did the baskol say to that Rasha? Rasha says, talking about Nebuchadnezzar. B'shasham, he said, Ela al b'mase of Adam el Elyom. He said, I'm going to go over the top of the clouds, and I'll make myself like Elyom, like the most high. Yotza baskol v'amir, a heavenly voice came and said, Rasha ben Rasha, Rasha the son of a Rasha, you wicked man, the son of a wicked man. Ben benosha nimrod a Rasha, she'imrid kola olam kula, alav machuso, the grandson of Nimrod, who caused the entire world to go against himself during his reign. Tosis points out, lav dafka, doesn't literally mean that they're actually the ben beno, that he is actually his descendant, just it's a behavior thing. Shari Kush Yala is Nimrod, Vlomitsin also Rasha, Mizera Kush, Ella Al Shem Maisav, Shemalach Gamhu Bishinar. Says Rashi, Allah, Loshanikiahi, Klomar Al Atzma Velo Alai. Like, what does that mean? It says that the grandson of the wicked Nimrod who caused the entire world to go against himself, meaning against Hashem, but he wants to speak nicely. Kamashosab Shalom. How long does that person live? You're gonna come against me? You're gonna come on high? What are you, crazy? You don't even get to me. How long does a person live? How many years of a person's life? Shim Shana, 7 years. V'im b'gvuros. Shim Shana b'shanemar. Yimei Shana b'seyum. B'hem. Shim Shana lived for 7 years. V'im b'gvuros. Shim Shana, if they really powerful, live for 80 years. V'alom min ha'aretz al rekiya mahali chamesh mil shana. From the earth until the first of the rekiyos, comes out as 500 years. That's quite the distance, my friend. That's number one. And the thickness of the heaven itself is a 500-year journey. And this is also between every one of the rikiyas. Right, there's seven rikiyas. And six spaces between them. It's just like halagonani. Above all that are the chayas. The chayas ha-koydash. Just the ragle, just like the feet of them, or keneged kulam, is the amount of space of everything that says ovi parsa same. It's just, is everything else that we just described. So whatever you just said, all those rakiyas, all the space in between, just to get to the legs is ragle ha-chayas is the same amount of all that. Karsule ha-chayas keneged kulam, and the ankles of them are also opposite, is equal to all of that. and the shokei achayas kind of kulam and the shokai, the legs are the same. Mechuv echayas kind of kulam, the middle part of the legs. But it says etzem yarech hasamach l'shokas, like by the thigh. Yarechei achayos kinegad kulam, and the upper part of the legs are kinegad all of that. Gufi achayos kinegad kulam, and the body is kinegad all that. Safri achayos kinegad kulam. The next achayos are opposite all of that. Roshi achayos kinegad kulam. Karni achayos kinegad kulam. Mailam ham kizigad, above all that is kizigad. But do the math. Hundreds and thousands of years. Ragli kisei kavod kinegad kulam, the ragli kisei kavod, like all the opposite of kisei kavod kinegad kulam, is can I get all that? Melech kel chay v'kayim rov v'nisa shochan elam, and Hashem is above all that. So you're going to tell me, you're going to come up here, you're going to dwell up here. V'ata amarta ele al bumsei av adam el, you're going to be like, you're the most high. Ach el sheol tored el yakasei bor. Not only you're not coming up here, but you're going to sheol, you're going to the lowest of the low, to the bottom, the pit. You're going all the way down. Talking about going down. Now, the next part of Mishnah said you can't have one person that's you can't expound about Maisa Merkava in front of even one student unless that student was really holding stark. He could understand the issues on his own. It's got to be a very high level type of person if you can go and you're talking about Maisa Merkava. You're allowed to go with the Rosh Hashanah, just like the headers. Rosh says Rosh Hashanah, the general principles. I'm Rabbi Zera. Any Moshin Rosh Hashanah, Elul Av Bezin. You're only allowed to give over the Rosh Hashanah to the Av Bezin. Uchol Mi Shalibo Doig Bekirba. And anyone whose heart is literally means worries inside of him. What does that mean? Says Rashi. It means Ve'ino Mekalus Rosho. This is not a person who has Kalos Rosh. Ikadamri and some say, Vahu Shalibo Doig Bekirba. It's not two separate, it's one thing. Tartabinian, says Rashi. You need to have both of them. That he is an Av Bezin whose Libo is Doig Bekirba. The creation, all that kind of stuff. Got to be someone that has five things. Sar chamishim unusupanim literally means the captain or the chief of 50. Unusupanim is a person who is up there and respected. V'yoitz of an advisor. V'chacham Charashim, a teacher of the wise, unavon lachash, and someone who understands things that are mysterious. Rashi says, "Lekamon Mefarshu is going to explain what's going on over here." V'yomer Rabbi Yami said, "We can say Dav Yudal." Rabbi Yami said, "Ain Mosin Divrei Torah Lovin Kachav, and you can't go give over Divrei Torah to Goyim." Shenamar the Pesuk says, "Lo asachin lachol Goyim shotim bayiduom Halleluka." Right. Where you at? Where are you? Right, the pasuk is saying he gives over his words to Yaakov and to Yisrael. He didn't do so for any other nation. These laws, they shall not know them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Let's talk about the idea of Maisa Merkava. Heavy stuff. Agmach v'Maisa Merkava. Come. He says, Rav Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, I want to teach you Maisa Merkava. He says, back to him. He says, Rabbi, lo kashoy. He says, what do you mean? How could you teach it to me? Rashi says, lo zakanti, being in libo v'doli v'doig. I didn't get to such a darga. I'm not on a level. But, you know, you should go ahead and teach this to me. Which is a fascinating concept that he says to Rabbi. Anyway, when he got to the level, he's old enough. Nachanaf, Rav Yochanan passed away. He was able to teach him. Amar Rabbi Asi, he says to him, Tav Agmach Maisa Merkava. So he says, I'll teach you to do it. That's Rav Asi said, I learned, I'll teach you. He says back to him, Izakai, if I would have been zochet to such a thing, then I would have gemir some Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach. I would have learned from Yochanan, your Rabbi. Clearly, I wasn't zochet to get such a thing. Rav Yosef, Havagami, Maisa Merkava. Rav Yosef, he learned Maisa Merkava. Sabi de Pum Bedisa, Havutanu, Maisa Bereshis. The elders of Pumbedisa, they learned Maisa Bereshis. Amulei. So those elders of Pumbedisa said to Rav Yosef, Ligmar Lan, Mar Maisa Merkava. Teach us Maisa Merkava. We want to know Maisa Merkava. Omar Lui said back to them, Agmur Li, Maisa Bereshis. Why don't you teach me Maisa Bereshis? Hell, let's talk about that. Basa Ligmar Mule. So after they finished teaching him Maisa Bereshis, they said to him, okay, now Ligmar Lar, Maisa Merkava. Teach him Maisa Merkava. Omar Lui says to him, Tanina Bahu, we have learned in a Braisa about these ideas. Devash v'chalav tachas l'shanech, who's a pasuk in Shir Hashem. Honey and milk are under your tongue. Devarim asukim midvash v'chalav yutachas l'shanecha. things that are sweet as honey and milk should be under your tongue. I can't teach you my simakov, but far should explain because they weren't necessarily on the dagger. You saw that. Rabbi Avo Amar Me'acha, Avo says from here another source for this idea. Kivasim le'levushecha. Pasuk in Mishlei. Let the lambs be your clothing. Dvarim shem kivishono shel olam yutachas levushcha. Things that are covered, that are like the mystery of the universe, should remain under your clothes. So you don't go ahead and just start spreading this stuff out. Amulei, so the elders of Pumbadizi said to Rav Yosef, Taninan behu, Adveyomer lei ben Adam. We have learned the braises of Maisa Merkava and Yecheskel until the pasuk that says in the second parak, then he said to me, son of man, and he goes, say, stand on your feet. Rashi says, Kvar sheninu Adveyomer lei ben Adam amud araglecha. Amulei, Rav Yosef said to him, if you learned that already, okay, you learned quite a lot. Hein, Maisa Merkava. Those two psukim at the end of the first part of Yecheskel is essentially, at the end of the first parak, is basically goes with what Maisa Merkava is. Says Rashi, hein, Maisa Merkava, im ad kan shenisim, har be shenisim. If that's what you learned a lot. Shashnim across halalu shein, ve'ere ke'en achashmal. It goes and speaks out the psukamar, kamara keshas, heim shiv kishek pidu aleim chachamim. Those are the ones they say that they're makbadon, milid rusham, shein midvarim, bitsiru shechina mareo. It's like what the shechina looks like and things like that. Me'sive, in fact, the gemara kasha from the Baisa, really, that's what Maisa Merkava is. Adecha Maisa Merkava, until what part in Basak are the Psukim Maisa Merkava, Rebbe Yomer Ad Va'era Basra, until, but not including the last time, it says the words, and I saw, which is not the very end. Rashi says, Ke'ena Chashmal V'lohu B'chlal. It's not included. Yitzhak Omer Ad HaChashmal. So it's not even the last two Psukim over there. So it's until, and including the third word of that Pasuk, the Chashmal, according to what Rebbe Yitzhak, most of the last two Psukim are not part of the Maisa Merkava. So it says, Gemara, no. Ad Va'era Magmarinan, until the pasuk that starts, and I saw, one may teach, right? And I saw, or until the chashmal, you could teach the pasukim normally. From then on, it's got to be just Rashi Prakim, just general principles, without going through all the details of what exactly is going on over here. Ikadami, some say. Until I saw the chashmal, you could do Rashi Prakim. If he's really a chacham, he's going to understand on his own. In ilo, but if not, then not. Frakta gomar midar shinan bechashmal. Really, we're allowed to go and expound chashmal at all. Who yunuka the darsh bechashmal? There was a child who did that. He's expounded of a nafka nur vechalta, and there was a fire that came out of chashmal, and he got all burnt up from it. He died from it. Shani yunuka. No, that's different. The child is different. The lav matizimne, because he didn't get to a time yet where he's mature enough to be able to go and learn it. But if someone who does have the ability to get to it, he's able to go and he can learn this type of things. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Bram Zachar Oso Ish Latov. Really, that man is to be remembered Latov, for good. V'chananya b'chizkiya Shemo. His name is Chananya ben Chizkiya. Amalehu, if not for him, Nignaz Sefer Chizkiya. The whole Sefer Chizkiya would have been Nignaz, would have been put away, hidden. Asher Sheish B'Sofa Devarim B'Karbonos. Karbonos is so some Divrei Torah. There are certain things that are written over there at the end that seem to be contradicting things of the Torah. Says Rashi, says Gemara, Shadurim Sosim Divrei Torah. There are words in it that seem to contradict certain laws that come up that seem to go against what the Torah says, the things about Karbanos and things of the sort. Ma also, so what did he do? Helu Lushloshmeos Garbishem. And they brought up 300 barrels of oil, Rashi says Lahadlik, and the Gemara generally says when Mefarshim say when there's 300 usually means a guzma, but they brought him, you know, oil to burn, to learn. The Yashav, Rashi says again, Lahadlik, to burn, to learn, you know, like, well, the candle's still burning. And Vyashav Eliyasav Vidarshu, he sat up there in his upper chambers and expounded the Psukim and Yechaskel to make it work with the Torah, and because of that, we're actually allowed to learn it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all a great, great day.